Good morning, it's Friday the 14th of August 2026, and this is your AP Joan UK Daily Security Briefing. In ransomware, we're tracking 79 victims across 17 groups in the past 48 hours, with Clop continuing its mass data extortion campaign at massive scale. Clop claims 42 victims this cycle, a continuation of their ongoing dump. Notably, Philips in the Netherlands and Starkey in the US are both healthcare organizations, raising serious patient data concerns. Also in the list, Shell UK in energy, Fiserv and JPM Group in financial services, and retail giants, including Aldo, Mamut, Suunto, Mamas and Papas, Clover and Thermos. GE and General Electric appear as technology targets. Clop is not encrypting, they are purely exfiltrating and extorting, using stolen data as leverage. Beyond Clop, Incransom posted 7 victims, including a diabetes and metabolism healthcare provider in the US and a Pacific construction firm in the UK. Silent Ransom Group hit law firms, specifically Remminger Attorneys and Riker Danzig, in what appears to be a coordinated campaign targeting legal sector data. Resider hit SIA Medical Center in Australia, and Black Nevis claimed Enteroptix ophthalmology products, another US healthcare target. In total, 7 healthcare entities were claimed across the 48-hour window. This warrants close monitoring. On the vulnerability front, a critical VMware vCenter floor, CVE-2026-59310, is seeing active global exploitation. Dark Reading reports the campaign began earlier this month and that patching alone may not be sufficient. Organizations need to check for post-compromise indicators now. Apple has issued mercenary spyware threat notifications to users worldwide. This is Apple's standard notification process for high-confidence detections. If anyone you know received one, take it seriously and contact a security professional. Akira ransomware affiliates were observed using safe mode with networking to disable endpoint detection tools before stealing data. The encryption phase failed, but data exfiltration succeeded. This is an important reminder that preventing encryption is not the end of the incident. New Zealand's intelligence service revealed that China's Purple Mountain Observatory attempted to install ground-based space infrastructure in New Zealand to collect military intelligence, a covert foreign intelligence operation disrupted by NZSIS. OpenAI launched a feature called Computer History, a local keylogging and event capture system for ChatGPT Pro users on macOS. The register characterizes it accurately. It captures care clicks, typing, keyboard shortcuts, and app switches, sends summaries to OpenAI servers, and OpenAI warns it unencrypted storage and increased prompt injection risk. This is opt-in, but worth flagging for enterprise environments. From the bookmarks, researchers published details on borrowing Windows Hello keys for authentication and persistence, a stealthy credential theft technique. The Semperis team disclosed novel Kerberos vulnerabilities, including downgrade attacks, denial of service, and full domain takeover. Microsoft also patched CertiGhost, CVE-2026-54121, and Active Directory Certificate Services Elevation of Privilege vulnerability that low-privileged users could exploit for domain compromise. No new CISA, known exploited vulnerabilities were added today. The most recent additions remain CVE-2026-68820, the Windows 0-day linked to Lazarus Group, CVE-2026-20349, affecting Cisco ASA and Firepower, and CVE-2026-72898 in Metabase. All added on the 11th. That's the briefing for Friday. Stay patched, watch your healthcare sector exposures, and have a good weekend.